This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride, up on your list.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world. And we thank them for their service to America. Also to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, ER room workers, our border patrol, and our 911 dispatchers. Thank you, too, for your service to America. And to all those people who work the third watch, the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, too, keeping all the vehicles rolling. Thanks for all you do to keep America moving. Now, don't forget to check the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And right now, we've got Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Good morning, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. And, good morning to you and good morning to everybody. It is morning, right? Yes.
Yes. It's dark out and it's morning.
I think the time change got me, too. Anyway, let me just shout out a couple of special things to some different places here. For sure to Denver, San Antonio, Atlanta, and also Julie in Atlanta. The captain told me you have a little illness there. I'm praying with you. And by the way, I've been there, just to let you know, and hoping I don't return there. We always have to fight that one. But I'm praying for you. You need to know that. So it was so good last night when the captain brought on a specialist, an oncologist. I'm going to be calling him.
Dr. James W. Forsythe.
Yes.
And for the people that keep asking me for the number, please just go to the website.
Yes.
Listen to yesterday's podcast.
Yes.
Hour number one.
Right.
The second 30 minutes.
Right.
And there it is. You get all the information you need.
And I have his number, and I shall certainly be calling him because I have a question I've always asked too.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that, by the way. Let's see. I don't have anything really, really earth-shaking tonight.
Flip says hello.
I was going to ask how he was doing. I did. Flip.
He's standing on a cane.
God bless him.
Doing his dance. Standing. Doing his dancing on a cane.
Flip, I'm going through Lent right now, but when I'm through with that, because I don't usually, we're going to dance again, so that you'll be better by then, I know. God bless you, my friend. And God bless everybody, by the way, all of you all. You know, Captain, I was thinking of something very, very weird. I think you put this on once. You know, we have so many people and all these leftists. I thought about it when you were talking about crazy people on the left. They don't want to change their... Do you remember the guy that used to say he would call and it would say press 1 for Swahili, press 2 for Polish, press 3 for...
Oh, that's... that's
4 for English, 5 for...
Yeah, that's my illegal thing. I might play that again. I got to hear somewhere.
You would. I knew you played it. That goes on and on and on.
Ray Stevens is who that is.
Yeah, and it goes on. I thought about that. You know, these people that want to keep their own, it covers everything. Press 8 for...
I'll tell you what, the next segment when I come back, I'll use that as a lead-in.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was so funny, and it came to me. It's so true now. We got these people that don't want to become Americans.
Yeah, it's my illegal immigration report song.
I thought about that, and I started laughing. We have to laugh, Captain. Also, Captain, what happened to me the other day, I know it's happened to other people, you know, I called the place and said, there'll be a 45-minute hold. Well, I forgot that I was on my landline, and usually they say, we'll take your number and call you back. They didn't. I didn't have my cell phone in my hand. I literally had to hold on to this. I couldn't lose my place in line. It was a legal call. I had to wait about 45 minutes.
Jeez.
I don't even want to tell you what happened to me. So it's getting ridiculous. I don't know what's happening in this world, but I do like that one where press one for, I mean, it's so true. You think, am I going to ever get the party? Okay, enough of that. But anyway, for all you going to Mission Barbecue today, have a good time. I wish I was going with y'all. I could go for some good food tonight. I had a rough day yesterday. Also, Dan, good to hear from you. I wish you'd call when you could talk longer. I love talking. We love hearing from Dan. And, let's see. Bob, Backgammon Bob. I hope I said it correct.
That's it.
He brought up something that really bothered me last night. I mean, he was good with it, but I didn't think about it. I don't like to think about things that are horrible. But we have to. This is the real world here. You know something, Captain, and I asked you about this. I cannot believe that we're having to care for people in institutions, because think of it, with horrific contagious diseases.
Well, you're talking about the illegals.
Yes,
Yeah, that's why we put the hospitals down on the border.
Yeah, I did. I meant illegals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, because we have
the
to
mass
care
units. Yeah, mm-hmm.
But you know, it's so terrible. The poor people that have to take care of them, and here we have trouble. I mean, you know, we have trouble sometimes taking care of our own. I don't know how bad this can get, but I will tell you, this has got.
Well, if we turn them loose in the public, it'll be an epidemic with some of the stuff they got.
Absolutely, and which did happen many years ago. You
That's
know,
right.
Yeah, I was thinking about something. I don't want to bring it up, but anyway. There are so many stories I could tell. But, I worry very much about contagious diseases. We don't need any more of that.
Even tuberculosis is back, TB.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard some other stuff not so good. So, I don't
know. Typhus in the streets of California?
No, really?
Yeah, because of the disease and all the garbage that they...
Well, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, the spread of the disease, you know, some of you know that I've been a CNA, which means certified nursing assistant. Yes, and it would bother me. Well, it should bother all of us. This whole thing is terrible. And anyway, I have something I'll give tomorrow night if I can get... It's a tough message. It's a tough message, but I want to get the rest of it. But it's a strong... But actually, it's kind of a good message the way it ends. But anyway, all of y'all, just remember you're loved. And let me end with this, because this is kind of a pre-blessing one. Because you know you're going to get a blessing this week. Y'all know that, don't you? Y'all know that. But this comes before that night. And it's Psalm 121. Let me leave you with this. The Lord shall keep you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. He shall safeguard your going out and coming in from this time forth and forevermore. And with this, I'll say amen. Talk to y'all tomorrow night. God bless you and God bless America.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. We appreciate her very much, and we thank her for her participation. And I'm sure that everybody got a lot out of that, because I know Flip is still dancing on a cane. All right, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming right back with more right after this break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, this is the IIAP, the Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OAPNUD for Spanish Press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by.
If you're thinking about illegal immigration, be careful when you're choosing the nation, because breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy, ship you to Mongolia till you die, and in the Sudan, they'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, and don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again. And in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Yeah, forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah,
come to the USA. There's no penalty to race. If you get caught illegally immigrating,
caught illegally immigrating.
Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day. Come to the USA. Get in, there's lots of goodies waiting.
Oh, yeah, and when you come to the USA, make sure you bring all your local diseases along with you. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by your local GEICO agent. By the way, GEICO has more than insurance for your car. They can insure just about everything that you own. They've got coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV. They can also give you homeowners and renters insurance through your local GEICO agent. So look them up online. Go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, or look them up in your phone book, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Now, the reason I played that was not only because of Miss Rosemary talking about it, but it also was because of the fact that, as I teased or mentioned, and we talked about this at length last night, we have detention centers that have been quarantined due to well over 2,700 individuals who are sick with things like chickenpox, a new strain of flu that's more powerful than the strain, the regular strain that's been going around, the mumps and tuberculosis, and also measles. Now, this is just the way things are because they're not getting vaccinated in the countries they're coming from. And these are not just people from the Honduras or El Salvador or Mexico. These are people from all around the world that are showing up, all around the world. Now, ICE health officials have been notified of at least 236 confirmed or probable cases of the mumps right now in 51 detainee facilities. Now, that is more than the zero cases that were detected from February of 2016 to February of 2018. And you heard me right, zero cases. And then last year, 423 detainees were determined to have had a new strain of influenza not even seen before by the doctors when it came to what's known as the flu. And 461 had chickenpox. Now, all three of these diseases are highly preventable by vaccine. Problem is, none of these people had been vaccinated. And as of March the 7th of this year, a total of 2,782 detainees were quarantined around the country and were not going to be let out until the threat passed of all of this. Matter of fact, they're not even being sent back to their countries. But as I said, Arizona, Colorado, Louisiana, and Texas is where these people are currently being held. And when they come into this country, the way the laws are currently set, and I certainly don't agree with this, the way the laws are currently set when they come into this country, all they got to do is say, I want asylum, or they show them a card. Get this, now they're being given cards to hand to the Border Patrol agents that they want to apply under whatever the section is, the legal section for asylum, coming from some of these groups in the United States, including church groups that are helping them get here. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. They have got to change the immigration laws and make it a whole bunch tougher for people to come in here and seek asylum. Wow. Now, half of the young Americans in America want to live in a socialist country. But when asked about all the different stuff that they get and making money and, you know, getting a job and this, that, and the other, 67.1% believe in the credit-free enterprise for high earnings, that they want to get something for nothing when it comes to getting a job and getting a car and free college and free Medicare or Medicaid or whatever it is you're going to get and all that stuff that you're going to get for free. But as I played for you earlier in the first hour, nothing is free. Somebody has to pay for it. And that somebody is usually the people that are paying their taxes. And they're going to get hit for even more tax revenue. It's inevitable. It's the only way around. By the way, have you heard about CARE? They want Jeanine Pirro fired at Fox for remarks made about Representative Omar's hijab and Sharia law. Well, first of all, Ms. Omar, you're in the United States of America. You've come out and you said, and the tape was out there yesterday, the videotape showed up, and by the way, it's on the Internet, of you saying that you didn't think that you had to assimilate in this country, and you certainly didn't think that you had to abide by the customs in the United States of America, which is what being a citizen is all about. Read the books, read the law for the people that are here that are trying to do this right and become citizens. And also, one of the freshman Dems, one of the group of seven, not the three that we've been talking about extensively, she said that it's fair to bar Fox News from the debates, from hosting, because no Democrats watch Fox News at all. Really? Want to bet? Want to bet? They most certainly do. Again, on any given night, for the most part, you can add up MSNBC, combine it with CNN, and combine it with who else is in there that you can toss in there. I don't want to say the new networks that are out there, but I think One America News Now, they're probably in the mix there somewhere. But you can certainly combine MSNBC and CNN together, and it won't even get you close to what Fox's viewership is, which tells you what? It tells you that even the Democrats and the liberals are watching Fox News. And House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy said the Democratic Socialist wing of the party overtook their own leadership. Nancy Pelosi is losing the grip on her party. And when she came out yesterday and said that she did not believe that it was in the best interest of the Democrats to impeach President Trump, she goes right against the new wing, the new breed there, whatever you want to call them, that's in her party, that's all they want to do. That's all they want to do. So think about that. And more chatter, more comments coming out. Presidential candidate Julian Castro says that if we compensate people because we take their property, why wouldn't we compensate people who were property, meaning reparations for the slaves? And he's trying to throw everybody in there in a big mix, the American Indians, the whole nine yards. Again, a bunch of nonsense. Isn't going to happen. Also, House Democrats are saying that they would like to bring back net neutrality. It could make a comeback. There's only one problem. It's got to go through the Senate. And as it stands right now, it's not going to. So there you go. And oh, by the way, Nancy Pelosi, oh, the gift that keeps on giving. By the way, where's my little thing here? Yeah, here we go. Remember this?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Well, very quickly, Nancy Pelosi said America's middle class is burdened by a tax scam that's driven up record budget deficits. A tax scam? I don't think so. We got more revenue right now than we've had in years coming in. The problem is they spend it all before they even get it and are overspending what they get in. That's the problem. And by the way, where does the expenditures come out of? The House of Representatives. They're the ones that control the purse strings. All right, I'll be right back with our first military and veterans news report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Reporters at the White House Daily Briefing asking spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders if President Trump believes Democrats hate Jews. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a press briefing on Monday at the White House. Sanders was asked if the president really believes that Democrats hate Jews.
Look, the president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel and the Jewish people. And frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent, and it's sad, and it's something that should be called by name. It shouldn't be put in a watered-down resolution. It should be done the way the Republicans did it when Steve King made terrible comments. We called it out by name. We stripped him of his committee memberships, and we'd like to see Democrats follow suit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to naa.edu or by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy and what they can do for you.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, I got a great idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, this is a very highly sought-after field right now. Companies are hiring all around the world. By the way, you can start out at $50, $60, $70, $80, $90, $100,000 or more, depending on where you wind up and whether or not you're here or overseas or what the situation may be, because the more you make depends on who you go with and where they're going when they send you out on a job. Now, here's the good thing about National Aviation Academy. 95% of the people that graduate from there already have a job in their hand before they even get the diploma. Okay, now obviously everything's contingent to getting the diploma and the FAA certification as an aviation maintenance tech. Once you get that, you got your ticket to ride. So check them out online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. Schedule the tour. Take a tour of one of their facilities, 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door for you wide open. Well, the Pentagon's fiscal year 2020 budget request will include $545 billion in base defense spending, $164 billion in overseas contingency operations funding, and $9 billion in emergency funding that could be used to cover funding gaps in military construction that may or may not result from President Donald Trump's use of an emergency declaration to fund a wall at the southern border. We'll see. Also, the Pentagon's proposal to shift nearly $1 billion in personnel funds to help build President Donald Trump's controversial southern border wall likely won't take any money out of troops' paychecks, but it may undermine the entire military budget. Some lawmakers are warning, but the ones that are doing the warning are the Democrats, and Republicans are saying, no, it's not going to happen. And guess what? The DOD is saying the same thing. I tend to believe the DOD. And the Army is asking for about $190 billion in fiscal year 2020, an increase of roughly $8 million above last year's budget top line, which will cover the cost of the advent of an ambitious modernization plan, this according to the Defense Department. And here's something that I find quite disturbing, and it may be happening in my backyard, and I certainly don't want to hear about it happening here, because this is not right. Privatized housing companies that are asking service members to sign agreements promising to keep silent about their poor housing conditions must immediately stop. So says Senator Tom Tillis from North Carolina, who told the service secretaries and service chiefs to check out their housing problems and find out if this was going on by the private companies that were running the base housing where they're having all the problems. And, yeah, we got problems here at MacDill in our area. That's why the Air Force Secretary was here, and problems elsewhere around the country. And that's not a good thing. Need to get that taken care of ASAP. But, again, if you're one of these people that's being duped into signing something to make sure you stay quiet so as not to make a report, that's wrong. Don't do it. They need to know where the problems are. Also, President Donald Trump wants foreign allies to cover all the cost of hosting American troops at overseas bases, plus pay an additional premium for the privilege of having them there. And we'll see how that all works out. Turkish forces have begun patrolling in the northwestern Syrian province of Idlib as part of a deal struck with Russia and Iran in that war-torn country. And the American military has escalated the battle against al-Shabaab in Somalia. That's the extremist group affiliated with al-Qaeda. Now, the president has talked about scaling back operations in Somalia. However, hundreds of fighters have been killed, al-Shabaab fighters, right there in Somalia. And we're conducting a mission there similar to what's going on in Syria, has gone on in Syria, and is going on in Afghanistan as well as West Africa. Now, Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has a lot of splaining to do, say key Democrats who worry that the Trump administration is keeping Congress in the dark as it works to divert military funds towards building barriers along the U.S.-Mexican border. Well, they're not. They've been very public about what they're doing, how they're doing it, where the money's coming from. The Democrats just didn't wake up until about a week ago or whatever. They were thinking that the president wasn't going to be able to come up with money, but he did through the normal sources that are there. And, oh, by the way, remember I told you about the 5,000 workers that the government did not replace? They found out during the shutdown they did not need those 5,000 workers. Gee, don't you think some of the money might be coming from there? I bet it is. But we'll see what happens, because it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. I believe the president's going to get his barrier or his wall where he wants it. I believe it's going to happen. And like it or not, the Democrats are just going to have to sit there and watch it, because we know we need it. The people along the border are telling us such, and I believe those people over any politician any day of the week. I believe the Border Patrol. I believe ICE. I believe the sheriffs. I believe the local police. I believe the local mayors that are there, the local people that live there, because they're all singing the same story. Now, something else that kind of caught my eye yesterday, I guess you could call it defense news, but something that kind of caught my eye yesterday was the fact that Chelsea Manning was back in jail after refusing to testify on WikiLeaks. How stupid can you be? The former Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, back behind bars after the former Army intelligence analyst refused to testify before a grand jury about classified information that she provided to WikiLeaks. Well, she's going to be there a while. She's not going to talk, because they're trying to find out some stuff. And again, she's another one. She got some splaining to do. So we'll see how that happens. And the president, of course, we heard about this before, has revoked the 2016 requirement that the intelligence community report annually on how many civilians were killed in U.S. strikes against terrorists in areas where the U.S. is not engaged in active hostilities. I have no problem with that. Some people do. I don't. And if you're looking for a job, Customs and Border Patrol has struggled for years to meet even the minimum staffing levels mandated by Congress, and is currently short 6,927 Border Patrol agents, 1,000 Customs and Border Patrol officers, and over 600 Air and Marine Operation frontline personnel. That means the people that fly the planes, the people that run the boats. So if you need a good, solid job, you're getting out of the military, there you go. Take your skills and put them to work. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm
Beach Coldwater Revival, born on a bayou. And that gets us started with this Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Google them to find out more about their four dealerships and what they can do for you. And those four words, 24/7, 365, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, all 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a brand new vehicle. And don't forget, you want a certified pre-owned vehicle, get plenty of those, too. Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotations, too. Buy at wholesale price. All right, a significant winter storm is lifting up into the Four Corners region right now. It's rapidly intensifying across the Central Plains. We'll continue to do so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday as it moves to the East Coast. And it's expected that there's going to be a number of hazards from this system. Now, first of all, heavy snow with likely blizzard conditions in some areas are going to be there. That's number one. Number two, severe thunderstorms with a threat for tornadoes in some of the same places where they've been getting tornadoes. Number three, heavy to excessive rain with increasing flood threats across the Midwest, the Mississippi Valley, and widespread strong winds are with this storm, too. Now, let's start in the Northwest because Washington State, you've got a winter storm warning going up over Snoqualmie and along the Canadian border east of Seattle, all the way down through the mountains. When you come over east along Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, a winter storm warning through there, down about 75 to 100 miles into Idaho. Then when you come across the 4th of July, you're going to have a blizzard warning tonight as there is very heavy snow coming down, and it looks like they got the chain law in effect up there, so be advised. There will be rain in southern Montana. You've got a winter storm watch across the southern part of North Dakota. All of South Dakota, with the exception of West South Dakota, Rapid City right now, has got a winter storm warning and a blizzard warning up for that area. Also down into Kansas, western Kansas and Nebraska, in particular the western part of Nebraska and the eastern part of Colorado, there is a blizzard warning there going into about 50 miles or so of Nebraska along I-80 and I-76 coming into Nebraska from Colorado, where it's presently snowing in a number of areas around Denver and to the west of Denver and to the south of Denver. And you've got snow in Utah tonight coming up into Wyoming, where, again, a winter storm warning for pretty much Laramie to Cheyenne. And then as you get further east, you run into the blizzard warning there in Nebraska, so you're going to have some interesting driving in Wyoming tonight. High winds in Arizona, Nevada, eastern part of California. You've got some snow north of Tucson in the mountains there in Arizona. You've got some snow north of Albuquerque in the mountains going into Colorado. You've got a lot of high winds up tonight in New Mexico, in El Paso, out to probably a couple hundred miles, it looks like, into Texas tonight. You've got dense fog for the panhandle of Texas, Amarillo, on down through Lubbock and down into central parts of, Wichita Falls and just west of the Metroplex. You've got dense fog there. You've got some rain out in front of the snow in the southern part of Minnesota, the western part of Wisconsin, most of Iowa, the eastern part of Nebraska, the central part of Kansas. Got rain tonight. Also, you've got rain along the Mississippi River from roughly Kentucky down the river, following the river down to Louisiana and down towards New Orleans. A little bit of scattered showers there. Some scattered rain in Tennessee tonight. New York State, upstate New York, you've got snow coming off the lake. It's lake effect, but it's not heavy lake effect. Just a general snow coming in from Oswego County all the way up to Jefferson County on I-81 and in the Tug Hill Plateau. Been snowing there for a week. And also in Florida, I-75 and I-10, and going across Alligator Alley and going across I-4, there are some patchy areas of dense fog. Be careful on the highways tonight. And the same applies in parts of Texas, south of Houston, Galveston, on down to Brownsville. You've got some dense fog areas there, too. Now, don't forget, Moss Family Automotive, Moss Family Automotive. Google them. Four dealerships to serve you. And coming up on the 23rd, which is not this Saturday, but next Saturday, I will be up in North Florida in Crystal River at the Moss Nissan dealership there. So you folks up there in South Georgia, up in the Panhandle, Alabama, over there in Jacksonville, come on over. Come on down. Come and see us. We're going to have free food. Going to have some tremendous prices on vehicles. It's our third year anniversary there. And I also am going to have a bunch of those $500 discount coupons with me to hand out to anybody that's interested in buying a vehicle. You will get an additional $500 off your vehicle. So there you go. By the way, right now, here she is, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Okay, let's cut to the chase. What's going on in Venezuela? They got power yet?
No. So as a consequence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called for everybody, all Americans, to leave.
Yeah, I heard that. And it's also getting very dangerous there. I understand there's a lot of clashing of forces on the street.
Yeah, and now because of the water, there's no power, they're literally going into the sewer system to see if there's fresh water there.
Well, there's no fresh water in the sewer system.
And now, well, I mean, you don't, you know.
I know.
There are pipes in there, so, you know, I guess they're wondering if there's, you know, water going through some pipes there. But so now what you have is Russia, China, and Cuba, and they are still endorsing Maduro. So, I mean, we're not making enough of those three countries, which have a history of this, allowing the full disaster and deterioration of a country and people.
Well, we got to do something. When are we going to go in there and take Maduro out? When is somebody going to go in there and take Maduro out?
Well, I don't know how you can do that.
Well, I realize he's got himself surrounded by people, but sooner or later you throw enough money at some folks, and guess what? They may do it for you.
Well, I mean, that really goes to the Lima Group or to the Organization for American States. Remember, Cuba's got 25,000 troops there.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that they're all necessarily military. I think some of them are specialists doing some other stuff. But anyway, hold that thought. When we come back, we'll have a little more chat about Venezuela. But we're also going to be talking about some other stuff tonight. You know, Russia, Cuba, they're all involved in the mix there. John Bolton is talking good about Pakistan. They're doing some good things. And what's going to happen with North Korea? I mean, when are they going to launch their next missile? Yeah, it's got to be coming. I'll be right back. Right after the top of the hour news.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay
Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.